two. All right, man. It's your man DLP the Prince, and this is the PVO show, man. It's the podcast and Twitch Live as well. You can always catch us here on Twitch at DLP the Prince, Nerd Rage. That's NERDRRAGE. So, y'all more than likely have heard, everybody should have, you know, heard and seen the young lady, Sha'Carri Richardson. She's the fastest woman in the world, man. This woman is absolutely insanely, you know, athletic, and she is one of the, you know, saying one of the really just great stories that had came out with her performance, man. And you know, it was a Black excellence, you know, moment. Hell, Black Girl Rock moment right there when she won and got her qualifier and everything. So it was all good news and everything. And then I don't know. I guess somebody just said, you know, they just woke up today and said they want to do, you know, wanted to choose violence, man, because she failed her drug test. And all it was marijuana. Now, mind you, I'm not saying, hey, let's just change the rules just to change the rules. But it's 2021 and our country is making a lot of changes. You got so many states where it's legalized now. So like a lot of people's questions were pretty much the same. Like, why is this an issue? You know what I mean? Like, why are we acting like this is like the absolute worst thing that could have happened? And it's not the worst thing, but you know, the rules are the rules. And you know, the young lady came out and said, hey, you know, I know what I did. Like, she fully understands what she did. And it's crazy that there's people out there that just had like some really like hateful, ignorant comments to say about her. You know, because it's just weed. You know, like people use marijuana in a lot of different ways nowadays. So like, it just didn't make any sense that just certain people out there were just coming, you know, just coming at her, because it's not steroids. You know what I'm saying? There's no performance enhancer. And people were talking reckless, man, talking about like how, oh, well, you know, scientists actually have found out that, you know, there's this, there's that in there. And then there's like, no, man, no. Like, of all the people, of all the things that you can do when you're high, you know what I mean? Of all the things you would want to do when you're high, the last thing I can think of is fucking running as fast as, you know, as fast as this young lady did. I cannot think of, you know, wanting to do any of this shit that this young lady just did, man. You know, she really went out there and did it. And you're now telling me that the fastest human in the world also smokes pot? Hell yeah. Every stoner out there was hype for this young lady. And I'm telling you right now, she might not be able to do her singles, but she's still allowed to go out there. Her suspension ends around the same time that she's going to be allowed to do the relay. So she still has a golden opportunity to represent us, represent the country there. And, you know, since she's able to do that, I think, you know, that's still like, okay, she can't do her singles, but she can at least still be able to go out there and support. You know, like, she's still going to be able to participate in some kind of way. And that's the only thing I think anybody could ask for. Because, like, if she got banned to the point where she was not allowed, you know, to go, then that would be a whole, you know, a totally different story. So at least the good thing to look at this with everything that's happened is that she will still be able to go and compete in some capacity, you know, and it's still going to be good. I know she's gonna like be very anxious to get out there and do what she wants to do. But now that that's happened, now that that ban has happened, it's time to start looking at some things. The only problem is, I like realistically, I already know that, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree if you want to say that, you know, we should try and push to get marijuana like taken off the list. It's going to be almost impossible because Asian countries have not taken, like, marijuana is not legal in all. I don't think there is any Asian country where marijuana is legal. I don't think, besides, someone did joke and say that North Korea has like marijuana is legal in North Korea, but I doubt it. And if it is, it's North Korea, so like nobody goes. You know what I mean? Like nobody, like who's going to North Korea so that they can smoke weed? I want to say that it is legal there, but it's North Korea. Like who the fuck is in a rush to go there? No one. Like I'm not. Hell, I wouldn't even go just because someone said like, hey man, if you come here, we're gonna give you like 200 pounds of weed. It's not even worth that trip because I don't even want the headache of whatever's going on. Like, that's a setup and a half. Like, 200 pounds would just, you know, it already just screams like, all right, I'm going to get shot over this. Like, I'm good. But, yeah, this young lady, anybody that's got, you know, negative comments to say about her, seriously can just kiss my ass. Like, you know, the girl came out and, you know, she did her apology. You know, it's an apology that, you know, she don't really owe nobody no freaking apology. This was her decision, and, you know, it all impacts her. You know, she's the one that gets, you know, saying that misses out on this opportunity, and she already knows that she, you know, saying that she screwed up her own opportunity. So like, she doesn't need like more people, you know, like chiming in and, you know, just trying to put her down, you know? You know what I'm saying? You can only, you know, attack a person so many times, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially while they're down. And, I know this girl gotta be, she's, you know, I know the young lady's gotta be feeling it, you know, cause the goal is for, you know, these athletes just to stay in tip-top shape and perform at the highest level, you know, and that's exactly what she did, but they found that shit in her system and, you know, that was it. And it just couldn't have came at the, like, the worst time too, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you need, like, right now, especially for our country, we need all the positive stories that can, you know, possibly exist. So, when, you know, she won the race, you know, and everything, and, you know, she had to, you know, the new time that she set and everything, set the world record and all that stuff, like all of that and everything that came with that was amazing. Those were good things that happened. But now you have this that happens, and it's been the big thing that everybody's been talking about. You know, it just, you know, it really, you know, it sucks. Because, like, everybody was ready to be able to just, you know, cheer for this young lady. So a lot of people are going to miss out on that opportunity to cheer for her singles run. But she'll be there for the relay. So that's still going to be a great thing to have. And that's still going to be a great thing. Everybody should have fun. You know what I mean? Like, everybody should still have fun. Just being able to see her and go, like, watch her go do her thing. And then Tokyo decided to, you know, do some more stuff that just didn't make any sense. So they have some caps that that has been created so that black athletes, you know, saying black female athletes with thick, you know, saying long curly hair, you know, they could have a cap that really like actually like represents them and it fits properly and everything for them. Like their hair, you know, saying is able to, you know, fit properly, do what it needs to do, you know, and everything's good. And they said no. They said, no, you can't bring that here. They told the ladies that they're not going to be allowed to use it. And it doesn't make any sense because, like, why? No one, like, understand, like, why? Why are you denying these ladies of, you know, saying having equipment that properly fits them? There's no advantage. It gives zero advantage. It's literally just a cap. That's it. So at this point, what they're trying to say is, you know, saying for the women that have, you know, saying for all the, you know, the black women that have this, you know, saying that that would, you know, benefit from being able to use this, they're, if their hair is too long to fit your traditional cap, now they're going to have to freaking, they would have to cut their hair probably. So this is a huge inconvenience, and it's really stupid. It's really stupid. And it just, and it seems like this is meant, like it's meant to be, you know? Like, it seems like it's meant for this to happen. Like, they literally were planning, like, you know, to attack these ladies in this formal way. And this is stupid. It's really, like, what are we gaining here? And who's the asshole out there that, like, told the committee and them that they needed to go ahead and make sure that they banned this product, you know, saying from being able to get used? Like, what's the benefit here? Like, who are you protecting, first off? I don't see any reason why the young lady should, like, why any of the ladies not, should not be able to use this. It's that there's no advantage that's going to be given. The only thing that's going to be gained is that, you know, this is just equipment that's being used. That's it. That's what it's for. Like, we are living in some messed up times, man. Like, it's like we're taking steps back. This is something that the, you know, like whoever is in charge of the Olympics and everything like that, whoever that governing body is, like, they should be all over this and be like, hey, we're going to review this and, you know, we're going to get back to you guys because this doesn't make any sense. Like, I know, like, that person did not make this product and, you know, and say, like, hey, I'm giving these ladies a technical advantage now. They're going to be elite now. Like, this is just basic. This is literally just like, I don't know if, like, somebody out there had to make, like, a larger, like, pair of, like, you know, bottoms or something like that. You know, if one of the ladies was, like, heavily, like, you know, like, big chested or whatever, you know, and they had a specific top that they needed made, like, that's kind of scary now. Like, would the Olympic committee be like, no, you got big titties, you can't have this top wear. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, you might have to tape them up or something. Like, you know, it's a huge inconvenience and it's just stupid. Like, I know these ladies have got to be frustrated. And a lot of people were very disgruntled when I seen the report that, like, the someone made it, you know, I think it was called a soul cap. Is what it's made, but it's, you know, specifically for, you know, saying for, you know, for black women that have, you know, saying that have the long hair, like beautiful, thick, long hair. It's there for them, you know, to be able to use. And they're not able to wear this cap. It's banned. It is now being banned. And they cannot wear the traditional, like, swimming cap that's there. The swimming cap that they would use is not the one that's going to work for them. Their hair is not going to fit in it. It's not fair. Like, we're really taking steps back. Like, and as for right now, for a lot of black women to feel like they're being attacked because of, you know, like, because of this, that I get it. Now, this may sound kind of messed up, but like, I have to say that I'm not really okay with the one young lady that did the hammer throw. She made third place. She wasn't the first place person in this. And supposedly she turned away during the anthem. But her response was that they actually played the anthem at the same time that she turned, and she didn't intentionally mean to do that. I don't know. Like, if she did do that on purpose to make like a statement, I really have to say that's terrible timing. It's terrible timing. And it's just bad placement, because like, you went out of your way to go, like, you know where you are. Like, you know where you are and you know what you're doing. Like, if you're involved in any of these athletic events at the stage that, you know, that they were at, you know, what you're doing, trying to qualify for the Olympics, like, come on, man. Like, you can't, you're an Olympic athlete representing the country. If you're going to, like, if you literally choose to protest, no one is going to go out of their way to listen to anything you got to say. And that's not saying that we haven't, you know, saying like, you know, fuck you to all the guys that we had, you know, all our heroes that did it already before. It's just the timing, the placement didn't make any sense. It was just like, all right, this has already been done before. And what are you doing that's any different? You're in third place. You didn't even win. You know what I'm saying? You barely qualified. Like, calm down. Because I know some people would be like, that's right, you showing. No, because seriously, we just don't need the headache right now, man. Like, all of the athletes involved in this, you're here for a certain reason. You're representing. You've agreed to represent. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to represent the country, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But you've already chosen to represent our country, and to sign yourself up for this, man, that's a lot. That's a lot to put on, especially if you're just trying to get your, you know, your 10 minutes of fame, man. A lot of people got to remember, man, you know, check your emotions. Some of these people out here ain't really out here trying to fight for a cause. Some people trying to get a paycheck. Some people are trying to get noticed, like, yeah, I did this there. Because I seen that, and I was just like, oh, my God. That was actually something that I was worried. I was like, all right, is there anybody that's going to kneel or whatnot? Because, honestly, I just feel like for you to go, first off, for you to work your ass off to get to where you are, to where you can actually compete in the Olympics, and then you mess around and, you know, do some kneeling shit and all that. I'm just like, you know, that's kind of wasteful. You know, that's kind of wasteful and unnecessary. Like, why are you doing that to yourself? There's no reason. Like, there's really no reason for that. Yeah. Sorry about that. I was trying to. Okay, we won. I was trying to make sure I didn't screw up there. But yeah, man, I'm just gotta do better. I'm not really sure like what The Olympic Committee, like, I'm not sure, like, what their issue is, and like, honestly, like, what they're going for, but it really needs to be addressed that, like, this is not okay, you know? This is definitely not okay. And like a lot of black women really feel left out and singled out with, you know, what happened here. So like it's not okay. So everybody definitely needs to say something, because like it irked me when I seen that. When I seen that though, they gain no advantage, it's only just, you know, like a war, you know, a part of their wardrobe, like their official wardrobe. That's what it's for. And, you know, it's only gonna help them be able to do what they need to do. So like it really doesn't make any sense. Like, what do we, like, what do you gain out of this? All right, let me stop it here, man. We're gonna take a little commercial break, and then we play some music, and then come back. Man, we are back. This is your man DLP the Prince, the PVO show, presented to you by Nerd Rage. So we were talking about the Olympics a little bit, and I want to kind of make like a, I don't know, I want to do like a, I want to talk to the young people and kind of add on to our last, like our last episode. I was talking, you know, I briefly was talking about, like, you know, really, like, how much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really know how much I love my fiance. Like, I really know how much I love my fiance. She's everything to me. But the reason why I want to talk to the young people is because what I have to tell y'all is not groundbreaking. It is nothing that you can't handle. The truth is the one thing that, you know, like, everybody, is something that, you know, we all can't handle the truth. We all can't handle the truth. But to our young generation, you guys really have to understand something. And you got to really listen to this. You got to really understand something. You don't need to rush when it comes to finding what love is. You don't need to rush that. If it happens for you guys, go, you know, saying, hey, good. It's, you know, it's good that you found it. You know, hopefully you hold on to it tight. You know, saying hopefully not too tight that it wants to, you know, get the hell away from you. But the young generation really needs to understand why. Under, like, just knowing that when you finally understand what love really is, it could really hurt you. You know, it could really make you happy. It could really make you excited because you're like, wow, man, this is different. This is different. Love in itself can really fucking be hard, man. It can be difficult. You know, like, when you realize the difference of not just you saying those words, doing. I always tell people this, if you don't already know it, love is not what, you know, saying, it's not what you say, it's what you do. Like, love is action. To me, you need to, you know, honestly, when it's you and your significant other, you need to, if you already have passed the stage, you guys are fully committed, y'all, you know, saying, you have, you know, admitted that you're in love, y'all both say it all the time, you need to mean it. You know what I'm saying? Because words is cheap. You need to actually, like, put some action behind that, some verbiage, you know, and do show it. You need to be showing how much, you know, you love your other significant other, you know, if you're however that may be. And there's so many different ways that you can showcase your love. So, like, there's a lot of ways to be able to do that. But, like, for the young people, man, like, the reason why I'm saying, like, you guys got to understand this is because if you haven't reached it, it's fine. You have time. And honestly, you really don't know when it's going to happen. So just don't rush it. And don't feel bad if you don't know what it is. Because that's another thing. It's okay to, it's really not a horrible thing for you to know what, you know, saying, what love actually is. It's not. Like, you know what love is because you love your parents and you love your siblings, right? You know, you love your best friend, you know what I'm saying? Those people that are in your life, you love them. You love, you know, you love your grandma, you love Meemaw, whatever you name her, you know what I'm saying? You love your, you know, your pop-pop. Like, you know what that, you know, what that love is. But when you love another person, that shit could make or break you. And it is not the same as, you know, it's not the same as you loving somebody, as you loving somebody else. Hey, man, what's going on now? Anybody that's on Facebook, for you guys, I'm, you know, in the middle of a podcast right now. We're doing our live podcast right now. Also, if you guys that are on Facebook, I can't really see the chat, so come over to the Twitch channel, and I can really see the chat on here. Trying to get everybody that's on the Facebook, try to get them converted over, man, to the Twitch channel. Come to the Twitch channel if you can't. But getting back to what I was saying, and hey, man, I didn't ignore you. Now I see you, man. Hope you've been good, man. Hadn't seen you in a while. But getting back to the podcast, it's really okay for you guys to understand that, like, it's like love is not, you know, it's not an easy thing to understand. I was talking to a coworker, friend. He admitted that he also had he really understood like wow, this is actually what love is, you know, saying, versus what he had already had, you know, dealt with in the past, and it scared him. It really scared him, you know, and he kind of didn't want to talk about it. And I said, nah, man. I was like, you got to talk about that shit, man. I was like, you got to talk about that. I told him, like, it's growth when you learn the difference. And he was like, oh, man, come on, man. He goes, why are you bringing this up to me? And I brought it up to him because I'm like, this is a good thing, man. It's growth. It really shows, like, how mature you are, that you acknowledge that in your past relationships, the stuff that you was doing and everything, and how everything went nuts with that last relationship. And then now look at where you are now. You're married, you're gonna have a kid, and you absolutely know how much you care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really know, like, how much you care. It's crazy because the last couple of years, more couples out there, for the most part, got to see their significant others more than they probably had ever seen their spouses. And a lot of people out there, when the lockdowns were happening, there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of, you know, domestic violence calls and stuff, because people finally had to sit in the same, you know, in the same room with their significant other. And what a lot of people don't realize is, man, like, when you're in a relationship, you really don't know that other person until, like, y'all have really, like, spent some time with each other. When a couple, you do your normal routine, you know, saying, you guys, you know, y'all learn about each other, y'all start going on dates and going out and stuff like that. You know, everything's always a schedule, you know, saying, y'all meet up when y'all can because both of y'all are working and stuff like that. When things finally, like, wind down and you guys are further along in your relationship, where now living arrangements have finally changed, you start learning things about the other person. Well, even when y'all have, you know, you're living together and y'all have your living arrangements set up and y'all still have your lives, you still have your daily routines and stuff like that, you still have all of that. Even with all of that, you still cannot know something about somebody. And with the last couple of years, people learned more about the person that they was with than they had ever known. There was married couples talking about how they was like, I didn't even know who the hell I was living with. You know what I'm saying? They did not know who they was living with that whole time that they had been married and together with this person. And I want to say I had seen this couple kind of, like, you know, it wasn't a negative post, which was very surprising because of how the headline started out. But that was just to kind of, like, grab everybody into the article. And then the article was just, you know, they just realized a lot of good things and good quality things about their partner. And that's just one of those positive good things that you sometimes can get, you know, from this. But, like, for some people out there, like, love can hurt. You know, it really can hurt you, man. You know, you can fall, you know, saying, you can fall deeply for somebody and then lose them. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it, you know, you've probably cried before, you've probably broken down before, but if you actually love somebody, when you actually love somebody and that person, you know, gets snatched from you, man, That's a feeling that, you know, no one should ever feel. And if you are really in love, that's just gonna cut. Think about your grandparents. You know, I've seen it happen. You know, my grandmother, she lost my grandfather. That was her best friend. You know what I'm saying? She took care of him that was, you know, saying like she was his left leg, you know what I mean? When his, you know, saying when nothing was working, you know, saying she did pretty much everything to keep him on his feet and everything. And, you know, when she lost him, we could all tell, like, it's like a piece of you. So when you really are in love, like, it's just different. And I don't know if a lot of, you know, a lot of kids in our generation like get told enough, but it's okay to not know what that is, man. It's okay. Don't feel bad that you don't know what love is yet, because when the time comes, you'll know it. And when it happens, man, that's why I'm kind of giving a warning that like it's it'll make or break you. But y'all just got to understand that like it's does like right now, if you have your youth, enjoy it appropriately and just, you know, saying like have your fun, but make smart decisions. Like, seriously, make smart decisions. I can't stress this enough. There's when 20 year olds start having kids, they also forget they got a kid and all their friends want to go out and do 20 year old shit. And you're like, I got responsibilities now. And it's like, see, make smart decisions. I can't express that enough. Well, I said today's episode was probably going to be a little short, and that's pretty much what it's going to be. You know, it's not a bad thing. Today's episode, we just recapping over some things here, and I really just wanted to refresh some things, man. Like, our youth got to understand that, like, it's just, you know, they got to be patient. And, you know, our kids out there, they don't want, you know, they don't know nothing about patience. They want right now, right there, right there. But like, it kills me, because like, I know that I'm getting older, and as I'm realizing, you know, that I'm getting older, like I'm doing those same things that like I even seen like my dad do, you know, like I know what it had to, you know, feel like for my dad, or for just my parents in general, to like hear me say I love you on the phone, knowing damn well that boy don't know what the hell he's talking about. And like, so when you hear it, you know, saying like now that I'm older, you know, and I hear it, I'm just like, you don't know damn well, you know, no damn well, you don't love that motherfucker. Like it's it kills me too, because I've always made sure that like as I was like, you know, getting older and gotten, you know, and just getting in relationships and stuff like that, like I always made sure that was something, if I said those words, I meant those words. And I think like really like one time, for a short length of time, I didn't mean it, and then I did. But it wasn't the same as now. Like, now I know the huge difference in, like, you know, like love. Like I really know the difference. And that's why I said, like, when you figure that shit out, it fucks with you, and it's going to fuck with you. Like like the idea of me losing, you know, saying like me losing my significant other, like literally, I would be no good. I would absolutely be no good. So like, that's why, like, people don't understand. Like, that's why, like, the youngins, man, they don't understand. Like, you already know you can move from this person to the next with no problem, you know, and y'all could have had argued over some fucking toothpaste. Y'all could have literally just argued over some toothpaste and be like, yo, I'm sick of your shit. Well, I'm sick of your shit. And now both of y'all done with each other. And it's over. And it was over some toothpaste, but that was enough to get y'all to go, you know, one go that way, another one go that way. And it's like, see what I mean? It's like, you see? Like, you see how wasteful this is? Like, you see how stupid, like, what are we doing? It's just crazy. Like, what are we doing? That's just the many reasons as to why, like, you know, you'll know the difference when it actually, you know, when it actually comes, when it actually happens. It's just to enjoy your life while you can. Enjoy that freedom. Enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy that. And learn, make sure that no matter what relationships that you gain, that there is something that you learn from each one. There's like, there's no guarantee that every relationship you're going to get into is always going to work out. So at least when this relationship doesn't work, you know, work itself out, and you know, saying eventually you give yourself time. And that's another thing. Time is really important for a lot, because I've seen so many young people, and even including my age group and my timeline and everything, everybody saying like, hey, you know, I'm still learning how to love myself, so here I am. I don't know what this whole thing is with the online thing where people don't love themselves, but they still have the ability to be able to post a photo of themselves online. I don't get that. I don't really know where that comes from, because it's just like, mentally, what are we doing? Like, you're saying that you don't love yourself, but you'll post photos of yourself online for everybody to see and judge. It's kind of weird. It's just, you know, it doesn't add up. It really doesn't. Because I know a lot of people got ways to get over their fears and stuff, but nah. Some things don't make no sense. Especially when I see the young ladies from like the OnlyFans community and stuff like that. I'm not even trying to go into a whole nother thing with that. Like, I don't want nobody to think like, oh, well, you know, they're not going through something. But for anybody that, you know, if you still having doubts on whether or not you love yourself, because you got to remember, there's only one you. You only get one. That's it. Just you break it. That's it. For you to not love yourself and then put yourself out there in a vulnerable way, that's risky, you know, and hopefully you're safe. But I just don't know where that came from too, though. Like, also, like, I don't know where that started. Honestly, if you really think about it, I don't love myself. I'm really like not self-confident about myself, but let me put some stuff out there online and see if that'll build my confidence. Like, that's a nightmare. That would be an absolute nightmare to me if that was the case. That's kind of wild. But I just want to say, like, it's okay. It's okay if you don't know what love is. It's really okay. It's not a bad thing. It's not bad. It's not horrible that you don't. It's probably a good thing that you don't. Because like I said, it fucking hurts. I already told you, I told my baby today. I was like, you know what I'm saying? You ever leave me, I'll kill you and him. You know, we can laugh and joke about that. But it's like, you love somebody, man. You'll get killed over love. You most definitely will die over some love. So that, like, that's why it's just different, man. But just y'all make smart decisions, man. Y'all be good. Thank you in advance to everybody, man, that's just been supporting the channel. You know, everybody's been supporting the podcast, man. So we do have support is on our Anchor. People can financially support, but that's not really what this is about. I, you know, honestly, the one thing that we really just want to hear for the podcast, honestly, is just more growth and just get more people under our belt that just want to, you know, just keep on tuning in and just pass it around. That's all I always ask, man. I just ask people to just, you know, tell your buddies about the podcast, and, you know, just keep on Just keep on sharing the podcast. And we are officially on Spotify. So I'm really excited that we have that we took advantage of that and I got that squared away now. So now episodes are all on there, all on Spotify, so everybody can go on there and check them out and stuff. And really hoping, you know, to just get some more people to just keep on listening, man. That's it. That's all we're trying to do here, man. We're just trying to, and we're going to get in some more things and definitely do some things with, really like just getting into that mental space. We're going to tackle some things like that. You know, we still got some length in this year, so we got plenty of time to be able to go over a lot of these different things. But like to the podcast, the main thing here, man, is us focus on getting us men in check. Definitely it's an important thing. Ladies are definitely welcome here to the stream, to the podcast, and you know, definitely want to, you know, have you guys, you know, welcomed, and just really want to try to get some people in here and get them engaged. And I know I say that a lot, but it's something that I still want for us to be able to have here. If you listen to like the early episodes that we had, Adam, you know, co-founder, man, got to have him on here. And then we got Anthony, got to have him on here. I actually have a clip of me and Anthony. We were just talking about some wrestling. So I got to go over those clips and kind of see what we have there. My buddy, man, he's a killer when it comes to wrestling, man. So like, I want to get the both of them in here one day just to be able to do that. And that's going to be entertaining because it's always entertaining with my buddy Anthony. But just wanted to give you guys all a shout out, man. It's by the grace of God, man, to anybody that's been listening, man, it's just been because of you guys just, you know, passing that word of mouth around and telling people about the podcast. And you know, we got a lot more planned, a lot of big plans. So just stick around with us, and hopefully you guys keep supporting us, keep supporting the podcast, just keep listening and keep sharing. Today is Sunday, so everybody, you know, it's today's Sunday, and today's Independence Day, July 4th. So you guys be safe out there, and you know, saying hopefully you guys enjoy yourselves with your families and everything. All right, man. Y'all be good, man. This is your man DLP the Prince, and this has been the PVO show. Till next time.